Black American History. From Slavery to Segregation, From Segregation to a Black U.S. President. Listen, then tick or complete as necessary. The first African slaves were brought to Jamestown, Virginia, in 1619. Massachusetts was the first state to legalize slavery in 1641. African slaves worked mostly in southern states. They worked in cotton plantations. The Declaration of Independence, which became a manifesto for human rights and freedom, was written by Thomas Jefferson, a politician and a philosopher who owned 200 slaves. He later became the third American president. Between 1861 and 1865, there was the Civil War, known in French as La Guerre de Succession, which opposed the northern states and the southern states. The northern states were for the abolition of slavery, whereas the southern states were against the abolition of slavery. That is why they wanted to secede and create their own independent nation. The Civil War was won by the northern states in 1865. The American president during that period was Abraham Lincoln. In 1863, the president declared the Emancipation Declaration. It meant that slavery was abolished and all black slaves became free. In 1864, President Lincoln was re-elected, but in 1865 he was assassinated because he had said he wanted to give the right to vote to black Americans. The abolition of slavery was followed by a long period of segregation, 1865 to the 1960s. During that period, several southern states passed segregationist laws to reintroduce racial discrimination in public transport, schools, and public places, the Jim Crow laws. At the same period, a racist organization defending white supremacy used intimidation and violence to prevent black people from enjoying their rights. Its members were dressed in white garments, and they were called the Ku Klux Klan. On December 1, 1955, in Montgomery, Alabama, a black woman was arrested because she refused to give her seat to a white man. Her name was Rosa Parks. After this, a famous black American leader named Martin Luther King led a bus boycott. This marked the real beginning of a movement for freedom and the equality of rights between blacks and whites, the Civil Rights Movement. Another black leader emerged in the 1960s, but he was more violent. His name was Malcolm X, and his movement was called the Nation of Islam. He was assassinated in February 1965. On August 28, 1963, the famous leader Martin Luther King led a march on Washington to obtain equal rights, jobs, and freedom for blacks and whites. And there he delivered his famous speech, "I Have a Dream." I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. In 1964, President Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act, which abolished segregation in the USA. On April 4, 1968, Martin Luther King was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee.